A short sketch of the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, part 4. So, in his early age, Lord Sri Chaitanya was known as Nimai. This name was given by his beloved mother because Lord Chaitanya took birth beneath a nimba tree in the courtyard of his paternal house. When Lord Chaitanya was offered solid food at the age of 6 months in the Annaprashana ceremony, Lord Nimai indicated his future activities. At this time, it was customary to offer the child both coins and books in order to get some indication of the future tendencies of the child. Nimai was offered on one side coins and on the other side Srimad Bhagavatam, and Nimai accepted the Bhagavatam instead of the coins. When Nimai was a mere baby crawling in the yard, one day a snake appeared before Nimai, and Nimai began to play with it. All the members of the house were struck with fear and awe, but after a little while, the snake went away, and baby Nimai was taken away by his mother. Once, Nimai was stolen by a thief who intended to steal his ornaments, but Nimai took a pleasure trip on the shoulder of the bewildered thief who was searching for a solitary place in order to rob the baby. And it so happened that the thief, wandering hither and thither, finally arrived just before the house of Jagannath Mishra, and being afraid of being caught, dropped baby Nimai at once. Of course, the anxious parents and relatives were glad to see their lost child. Once a pilgrim Brahmana was received at the house of Jagannath Mishra, and when he was offering food to the Godhead, Lord Nimai appeared before the pilgrim Brahman and partook of the prepared food. The eatables then had to be rejected because the child had touched them, and so the Brahmana had to make another preparation. And the next time the same thing happened, and when this happened repeatedly for the third time, baby Nimai was finally put to bed. And then at about 12 midnight, when all the members of the house were fast asleep within their closed rooms, the pilgrim Brahmana again offered his specially prepared foods to the deity. And in the same way, baby Nimai appeared before the pilgrim and spoiled his offerings. The Brahmana then began to cry, but since everyone was fast asleep, no one could hear him. At that time, baby Nimai appeared before the fortunate Brahmana, disclosing his identity as Krishna himself. The Brahmana was forbidden to disclose this incident, and then baby Nimai returned to the lap of his mother. There were many similar incidents throughout his childhood. As a naughty boy, Nimai sometimes used to tease the orthodox Brahmanas who used to bathe in the Ganges. And when the Brahmanas complained to his father that Nimai was splashing them with water instead of attending school, Lord Nimai suddenly appeared before his father as though just coming from school with his school clothes and books. At the bathing ghat, Nimai also used to play jokes on the neighboring girls who engaged in worshipping Lord Shiva in hopes of getting good husbands. This is a common practice amongst unmarried girls in Hindu families. While they were engaged in such worship, Nimai naughtily appeared before them and said, "Oh, my dear sisters, please, give me all the offerings you have just brought for Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is my devotee, and Parvati is my maidservant. So if you worship me, then Lord Shiva and all the other demigods will be more satisfied." Some of them refused to obey the naughty Nimai, and Nimai would curse them that due to their refusal, they would be married to old men who had already 7 children by their previous wives. Out of fear, and sometimes out of love, the girls would also offer Nimai various goods, and then Nimai would bless them, assuring them that they would have very good husbands and that they would be mothers of dozens of children. These blessings would enliven the girls, and often they used to complain of these incidents to their mothers. And so in this way, Lord Nimai passed his early childhood. Part 5. When Nimai was just 16 years old, he started his own Chatushpati, or village school, conducted by a learned Brahmana. In this school, Nimai would simply explain Krishna, even in readings of grammar. Srila Jiva Goswami, in order to please Lord Chaitanya, later composed a grammar in Sanskrit in which all the rules of grammar were explained with examples using the holy names of the Lord. This grammar is still current. It is known as Hari Namamrita Vyakarana and is prescribed in the syllabus of schools in Bengal. It was during this time that a great Kashmir scholar named Keshava Kashmiri came to Navadvip to hold discussions on the Shastras. This Kashmiri pandit was a champion scholar and had traveled to all places of learning throughout India. Finally, Keshava Kashmiri came to Navadvip to contest the learned pandits there. The pandits of Navadvip decided to match Nimai Pandit, or Lord Chaitanya, with this Kashmiri pandit, thinking that if Nimai were defeated, then they would have another chance to debate with the scholar, for Nimai Pandit was only a boy of 16 years. And if the Kashmiri pandit were defeated, well then, they would even be more glorified, because people would proclaim that a mere boy of Navadvip had defeated a champion scholar who was famous throughout India. And it so happened that Nimai Pandit met Keshava Kashmiri while strolling on the banks of the Ganges. Nimai Pandit requested Keshava Kashmiri to compose a Sanskrit verse in praise of Mother Ganges, and the pandit, within a short time, composed 100 slokas, reciting the verses like a storm, showing the strength of his vast learning. Nimai Pandit at once memorized all the slokas without an error. Nimai quoted the 64th sloka, pointing out certain rhetorical and literary irregularities. In particular, Nimai questioned the pandit's use of the word Bhavani Bhartu. Nimai pointed out that the use of this word was redundant, for the word Bhavani means the wife of Lord Shiva, and who else can be her Bharta or her husband? Nimai also pointed out several other discrepancies, and the Kashmiri pandit was struck with wonder. Keshava Kashmiri was astonished that a mere student of grammar could point out the literary mistakes of such an erudite scholar as himself. Although this matter was ended prior to any public meeting, the news spread like wildfire all over Navadvip. But finally, Keshava Kashmiri was ordered in a dream by Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, to submit himself to Lord Nimai, and thus the Kashmiri pandit became a follower of Lord Chaitanya. Part 6. Lord Nimai was then married with great pomp and gaiety, and at this time Nimai began to preach the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord at Navadvipa. Some of the Brahmanas became envious of Nimai's popularity, and so they put many hindrances on Nimai's path. They were so jealous that they finally took the matter before the Muslim magistrate at Navadvipa. At that time, Bengal was governed by Pathans, and the governor of the province was Nawab Hussain Shah. The Muslim magistrate of Navadvipa took up the complaints of the Brahmanas seriously, and at first he warned the followers of Nimai Pandit not to chant loudly the name of Hari. But Lord Chaitanya asked his followers to disobey the orders of the Qazi, and they went on with their Sankirtan chanting party as usual. Then the magistrate sent constables who interrupted a Sankirtan party and broke some of the Mridanga drums. But when Nimai Pandit heard of this incident, Nimai organized a party for civil disobedience. Thus, Nimai Pandit is the pioneer of the civil disobedience movement in India for the right cause. Nimai Pandit organized a procession of 100,000 men with thousands of mridangas and karatals, or hand cymbals, and this procession passed over the roads of Navadvipa in defiance of the Qazi who had issued the order. The procession finally reached the house of the Qazi himself, who went upstairs out of fear of the mass of people. The great crowds assembled at the Qazi's house displayed a violent temper, but Lord Nimai asked them to be peaceful. And at this time, the Qazi came down and tried to pacify Nimai Pandit by addressing him as his nephew. The Qazi pointed out that Nilambara Chakravarti referred to the Qazi as an uncle, and consequently, Srimati Shachi Devi, the mother of Nimai Pandit, was his sister. So the Qazi asked Nimai Pandit whether the Qazi's sister's son could be angry at his maternal uncle. And so Nimai replied that since the Qazi was his maternal uncle, well then the Qazi should well receive his nephew at his home. And in this way the issue was mitigated, and the two learned scholars began a long discussion on the Quran and Hindu Shastras. Nimai Pandit raised the question of cow killing, and the Qazi properly answered Nimai Pandit by referring to the Quran. In turn, the Qazi also questioned Nimai Pandit about cow sacrifice in the Vedas, and Nimai replied that such sacrifice as mentioned in the Vedas is not actually cow killing, for in that sacrifice an old bull or cow was sacrificed for the sake of receiving a fresh, younger life by the power of Vedic mantras. But in Kali Yuga, such cow sacrifices are forbidden because there are no qualified brahmanas capable of conducting such a sacrifice. In fact, in Kali Yuga, all yajnas or sacrifices are forbidden because they are useless attempts by foolish men. In Kali Yuga, only the Sankirtan Yajna is recommended for all practical purposes. So speaking in this way, Nimai Pandit finally convinced the Qazi, who then became Nimai Pandit's follower. The Qazi thenceforth declared that no one should hinder the Sankirtan movement which had been started by Nimai Pandit, and the Qazi left this order in his will for the sake of his progeny. The Qazi's tomb still exists in the area of Navadvipa, and Hindu pilgrims go there to show their respects. And the Qazi's descendants are residents, and they never objected to Sankirtan even during the Hindu-Muslim riot days. So this incident shows clearly that Nimai Pandit was not a so-called timid Vaishnava, for a Vaishnava is a fearless devotee of the Lord, and for the right cause, the Vaishnava can take any step suitable for the purpose. For example, Arjuna was also a Vaishnava devotee of Lord Krishna, and Arjuna fought valiantly for the satisfaction of Lord Krishna. Similarly, Vajangraji or Hanuman was also a devotee of Lord Rama, and Hanuman gave lessons to the non-devotee party of Ravana. And so the principles of Vaishnavism are simply to satisfy the Lord by all means. A Vaishnava is by nature a non-violent, peaceful living being, and the Vaishnava has all the good qualities of God. But when the non-devotee blasphemes the Lord or his devotee, the Vaishnava never tolerates such impudency. Recorded November 30, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.